Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Welcome. You've tuned into Live with Kathy. And the topic today is Call of the Wild. But before we do that, darlings, I need for you to get your pen and pad out right now. Because you see, on August 21st, there is going to be a solar eclipse. And a lot of negativity can be around a solar eclipse if one isn't conscious of what energy is around their personal care. And the first part of this show, before I go into and embrace the call of the wild, I want to talk about you, your self-care. Now, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. Imagine giving a voice to your passion, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And each time I do a show, I get an aha. And to admit, I thought it was just me. But I'm finding more people are waking up under the influence of worry, and it's not just me, and dread and anticipation. Now, it might be the solar eclipse, but I'll get into that a little bit later. Now, when I say give a voice to your passion, I want you to be the star of your very own live half-hour show. It doesn't matter whether you're an entrepreneur, solopreneur, business owner, corporation. Does everyone understand your mission and passion? Mine is to redefine the perception of aging, not only in America, but worldwide. Who said that you can't be simply sensationally sexy and glamorous and handsome 60 and beyond? Now, internet radio is a powerful marketing tool. If you're interested in finding out more, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And be sure and check out all of the websites, simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. The call-in number to weigh in on the eclipse and the call of the wild, 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And darlings, remember, the show is archived. So after the show, wait about 20 minutes and log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on August 18th in the topic Call of the Wild. And darlings, you do know that I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. And I just felt that I needed to interrupt today's show, because actually what you need to do, I want you to take that dream trip and answer the call of the wild. But what is going on in your brain right now? What is your self-talk right now? Now, let me get back to the eclipse on August 21st. The eclipse is a great time for new beginnings, but more than any other time, only if you're able to release the past and confront your darkest self. Meditate, have a pen and pad, and sit down and quietly, in your mind's eye, on your screen, write down the thoughts that are coming into your mind, those that embrace you and those that bite you in the butt. And I have to admit, I thought it was just me, but I'm going to share with you a story by a naturopath physician And his story is in Science of Mind, July 2017. But I digress. Now, this is the perfect time with the solar eclipse because you're going to write down, make a list of everything you want to release. List them all. Now, on a separate piece of paper, write what you want and what new beginnings you want in your life. You're the Michelangelo of your life. Then, the day before the eclipse, light a white candle, preferably the tall ones that are in a glass that you can safely leave burning through that day and night into the full next day of the eclipse. Be very careful about that. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not suggesting you do it, but if you do, make sure that it is in a safe place and it's encased in glass. Clear your space with sage or holy stick and say, I release to the universe everything that you need to release for every item you want to release. Then carefully burn the paper and bury the ashes into the earth. Now, I must do a disclaimer. This is what I'm going to do. I don't know what you're going to do. Then the morning of the eclipse, read what it is you want and set this paper next to your white candle. Ask God and the universe to manifest these new beginnings. Say a prayer of thanks and gratitude of a life filled of love. Now, this is from another brilliantly, brilliantly spiritual person that I have the pleasure knowing. She's absolutely brilliant. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. And the call of the wild. It's a menagerie of fantastical animal encounters. But I'm going to turn that around. Call of the wild. It's a menagerie of fantastical, emotional, and mental encounters. Call in 347-637-3789. And darlings, we're all in this together. Now, I'm going to share with you, this is a true story, of a brilliant naturopathic physician. He said, Kathy, I woke up under the influence of worry this morning. Actually, Kathy, I'm doing this more often these days. You know, I'm a morning person, and I am not taking this symptom lightly. I'm more used to getting up under the influence of gratitude and possibility. And this new way of rising is getting me down. It's all universal, darling. It is the solar eclipse. And what is our self-talk? So he asked me, he said, Kathy, are you worried too? Are you finding that the stuff going on around you is finding its way into you? Oh, Kathy, me too. It seems that you and I are not alone. I took a recent poll and shared that we are more worried than usual and that our anxiety levels are as high as they were back nearly 100 years ago during the Great Depression. Oh, yeah. Sure, we can give our power away to what's happening in politics, the news, and a lot of the stuff that we may find only delivers more angst, anger, and worry, or we could become active and take responsibility for our lives and only our lives. And darlings, we are the creator of our life. Does the word activist conjure up images of picketing and possibly of riots and unrest? No. Get outside and creating a ruckus? Yeah, I have done those things, but today and every day now, I'm going deeper. This is what I want you to do. I'm going straight to the heart of the matter, taking my activism inside to give me the power to show up outside, Being an activist means taking an active position in your life. And how is your life going? You're the captain of it. You determine the destination. You know, I've always been good with morning routines, moving, meditating, and never missing a neurochemical making meal thereafter. But I find that I'm not showing up the way I want to. I'm not present in the way I need to be. I'm going to raise my intention in the stakes of self-care and make them rituals that will ignite my courage, augment my power, and make my peace and love-filled presence contagious. And that's what I want you to do today. Have you ever been working on your self-care and you were not fully there for the experience? You have to live in the now. We only have the present moment. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Yep, that's my work too. I am committed to being more present. So present that I am here for all of it. I am under the belief that what is missing for me and many is that we get out in the world and we sometimes forget who we are. We get plummeted by the news, the fear, the stuff that we cannot control, or can we? Oh, yes, we are the Michelangelos of our life. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. What choices are you thinking of? Only when I remember who I truly am can I rise above, become a beneficial presence on the planet, and live inside out. Only then can I bring courage, character, and integrity to my life. How do we remember? By being fully present in how we show up for ourselves first. When you woke up this morning, remember you have a place to fill. What, and you, if you don't fill it, who will? What is the quality of your thinking, of your self-talk? How do you remember? By being fully present in how we show up for ourselves first. Bears repeating. How we honor and stand for our truth. Fully present, self-care, and self-love is spiritual activism that will give you all you need to show up. Oh, Kathy, I'm feeling more raw than usual, and I am too, darlings. My vulnerability is a bit scary and uncomfortable, and I'm leaning in. Let's decide now. Come on, let's not shy away. Let's choose to use our self-care as a current of goodness that makes us a contagious force, collectively overwhelming hate, darkness, and despair, to create an uprising of love, light, and enlightenment. What are your thoughts today? What are you thinking? Louise Hay said, it's only a thought, and a thought can be changed. Can you make a mental picture of how you want your life to go? Take time every day to see your life as you want it to go. Take a mental picture of what it is and how it is that you want your life to go today. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and internationally. Imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. In today's show, Call of the Wild. It's a Maranjan, menagerie of fantastical animal encounters. But I changed it. It's a menagerie of fantastical mental and visual encounters. And did you know that Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I don't really think of it as sponsors. I think of them as my partners. And you could have a 30-second, a 60-second, or you could give a voice to your passion and select a half-hour show. But you have to get in touch with me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And remember, the show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on August 18th, and the show is Call of the Wild. But now, darlings, I want you to feel the energy. I want you to feel the energy of the brotherhood and sisterhood, iron workers and impact, titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Iron workers and impact, they're a menagerie of fantastical strength and encounters. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International. They're the Dom Perignon of the trades. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? Log on ironworkers.org. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Log on ironworkers.org. And remember now, the CD is out. What a noble profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. And I pay homage to the strength and the creativeness of ironworkers. And then I segue down into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. The CD is available by getting in touch with Kathy at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And remember now, the show is archived. If I'm talking too fast, there's just so much that I want to share with you. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many. Doesn't have to be that way. For 24 hours, I want you to write down your self-talk. What are you saying to yourself? And then give yourself a big hug. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age. Bob is the Beau Vivant artist. He's a wire art sculptor, Leatherworks. Each design is custom designed, created for the individual. Hand-built, made one of a time, one at a time, one of a kind. Contact Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Contact him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Hey, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body, and they're all leading factors in premature aging and even death. I want more and more people to know that even though we're living longer, we're not necessarily living better. I know we're not. The quality of life eludes many. It doesn't have to be that way. Why do I want to share my All Natural Methods techniques with all of you? Well, first of all, they're decades in research and development. They're easy to learn, and once you've learned them, they're yours for life. There's a call to action. The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic 60-80-year-old is now the new face of the 40-50-year-old. And it's all in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. What's in it for me? How long does it take? What does it cost? Where's the proof? Log on to simplyageless.net. Now, once you're on the websites, click on all of the buttons. Be sure you click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare, and that, darlings, and then segue down into the books. The Elixir is there. It's an e-book and a hard copy. You can only get it by contacting me through email, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and then Choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. We bared our soul. You've got to get the book. It's nonfiction. The Heart of the Lion, My Trip to Africa. That's fiction and nonfiction. That is, Choices is available at Author House. And The Heart of the Lion, Ex Libris, and Amazon. And be sure when you're on Amazon, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Chapter 3, The Passionate Warrior. You're listening to Life with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio. Oh, sponsored in part by Edith Nam, an author extraordinaire, whose mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline, Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Home-Based Businesses Are Exploding. I have the formula. You can start your own business without investing huge capital, and it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself, encouraging you to believe in you. I have the formula. You know how to get in touch with me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's show is The Call of the Wild, a menagerie of fantastical animal encounters. Now, because we live in such a stressful world, after the eclipse, why don't you take a dream trip and answer the call of the wild? Oh, this is therapeutic. And release your past. Let it go. Take what you need to. How did it serve you? Fine. Then let it go. Because if you hang on to it, you're living your life with fear. And actually, that's Satan doing his work. But now imagine. Come on now. We're all going to take this trip. We're going to swim with the whale sharks in Mexico. Did you know that whale sharks are gentle giants? Some can be the size of a school bus. Whales, like humans, prefer tropical waters. But you remember now, the show on Wednesday, August 16th, cold showers improve your mind. Did you know that people can't swim with whale sharks in a controlled environment? But it's nothing compared to seeing them in the wild. Do you want to track black rhinos in Namibia, home to one of the largest populations of free-roaming black rhinos, plus zebras, lions, leopards, and cheetahs? Trail a jaguar in Panama. The mission to catch an endangered jaguar deep in the jungle and fit it with a GPS collar, then release it back into the wild. Wouldn't that be awesome? And you could track the activity of the jaguar. Did you know that you could trek for glowworms in Australia? Nothing short of magic happening upon a galaxy of glowworms twinkling in the pitch-black rainforest in Melbourne. Whale-like humans prefer tropical waters. Of course, we know that we could swim with them and be part of it, but it is nothing compared to seeing them in their natural habitat. Take the bike, the Tour de France. Do you want to live your life on the edge? Big trips that will test your physical and mental abilities? Are you a hiker? Do you want to hike the Himalayas? Nepal's 1,050-mile Great Himalaya Trail traverses a sacred wilderness of alpine meadows and snow leopards. Oh, man. How about a ski excursion in Iraq? Oh, I never knew that. Starting in a historical backcountry trails near Iraq's highest peak, then met with a local Nordic club to explore the Iranian border. Do you want to cross the Andes on horseback? In from Argentina to Chile, the 127-mile road passes through rainforests. Horses swim. Oh, my goodness, and a hanging glacier. Do you want to sail away? Do you want to be the captain of your soul as well as a Caribbean yacht or European canal boat? Or hitch a ride through the South Pacific? Did you know that you could hire a yacht? Now, this is the call of the wild. Remember, darlings, this is your release. This is your therapy. Because of your self-talk that perhaps should not be as powerful and positive with energy, you could hire a yacht. Do you want to cruise around the world? Do you want to see Melbourne, Dubai, Barcelona, Pago Pago all on one trip? Well, it's a tad costly, but you're worth it. Do you want to travel by cargo ship? I don't know. It's the French Polynesian Conundrum. Tahiti and Bora Bora are easily accessible. However, if it isn't a private yacht, you could board a cargo freighter with 103 no-frill cabins accommodations, 254 guests, which stops at remote islands on a 14-day tour. Join an expedition. Aqua Expeditions, small ships, not only have AC, a full bar, and gourmet meals by renowned chefs, but they also explore remote waterways, such as the Peruvian Amazon. This is not inexpensive. But darlings, you're worth it. You are worth it. The call of the wild is calling you. And it is my pleasure to share it with you. And now remember, when you're taking this out once in a lifetime, out of this world trip, and you're going to answer the call of the wild, be sure that you write a journal. Write down the time and keep a pad and pencil with you. Until next week, enjoy the solar eclipse. Au revoir.